You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome into the gym class here in KGYM as we come your way from our studios here in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids on this sunny and warm Tuesday afternoon, the first day of autumn. Doesn't feel like autumn out there today. It feels very, very nice. Good show coming up for you. Many topics that we are going to discuss with you on the program today. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes off to my right here in the studio, 10 to 12 feet away. Buttons on the other side of the glass. We also have, for your enjoyment today, at least one person's enjoyment today, if you're over the age of 21, a chance to win a bottle of bourbon from Cedar Ridge. Our friends down in Swisher, Iowa, just 10 minutes south of Cedar Rapids in Swisher. Remember, September is National Bourbon Heritage Month, and they are celebrating bourbon as America's native spirit. And we will have your chance to win. You must answer a question, though, today, Mark. We're going to make it a little tougher for our listening audience to pick up a delicious bourbon from Cedar Ridge today. It's just not going to be handed out to them today.
No, it's going to be fun if you like ginger, cinnamon, or nutmeg.
Yeah. Bourbon apple cider. They've got a recipe for it. Cedar Ridge does. And it sounds delicious. I am going to try it as soon as I can.
Of course you are.
Well, why wouldn't I? I would not be a fine representative of the station or of Cedar Ridge if I did not give it a shot. But, yeah, going to have your chance to win a bottle from Cedar Ridge, some bourbon, and that'll be coming up before 4 o'clock here today. 319-366-1600. That is the phone number. That is the text line as well if you'd like to reach us. Again, that is 319-366-1600. You heard at the top of the hour as far as SportsCenter is concerned, the tidbit from the college football world, Notre Dame. Their game against Wake Forest this Saturday has been postponed due to seven players for the Fighting Irish with COVID and the coronavirus, so they will not be playing that ACC game coming up this week. I guess, does that answer a question of how many football players does it take for a game to be canceled or not, Mark, at least in the ACC conference?
Yeah, it's one of several games that have either been postponed or canceled in college football. I don't know that I can give a grade to college football right now, but I don't know the details of what's going on at Notre Dame. I know there have been positive tests, and I'm sure contact tracing. So the Wake Forest game is off for this week, And haven't seen any more in college football, but have seen in Iowa high school football. Independence and Walk-On is off for Friday night. I'm not sure any others at this point.
Yes, one in southeastern Iowa, Davis County.
West Burlington, yes.
And Davis County is also off this week if you had plans to go to that game down in southeast Iowa. That is off for the week. And again, many Saturday games coming up, which is doing havoc with our 107 schedule as of right now. Prairie and Linmar are going to play on Saturday. Wash and Davenport Assumption are going to play on Saturday. As far as the Iowa City schools are concerned, still one more week off. But it looks like they will be back for the final 2 weeks of the regular season. So keep your fingers crossed as far as that is concerned. Does not look as good for the Des Moines Public Schools. The Des Moines Public Schools last night, I believe, had a school board meeting, and it sounds like their hybrid policy is not going to go into effect until well after the start of the playoffs. So if that is the case, then you are looking at the handful of schools, I believe the five in the Des Moines Public School system, are going to get two games in, and that's going to be it for their 2020 school football campaign, which is, it's a shame. It really is. And we've talked about it before.
We have, and I don't understand that situation or the Iowa City situation. Sorry to our friends in the South, Jim, but I just don't. And I know some administrators and athletic directors and coaches and players don't understand as well, but it is what it is. I hate that phrase, but it is. It is what it is.
Yeah, it is. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. Again, 319-366-1600. That is the phone line as well. Those same digits. Again, 319-366-1600. We do have Lisbon at Regina coming up. That will be on at least on 106.3 FM coming up on Friday night. Might be an earlier start, 6:45 down in Iowa City, but looking forward. That's a top 10 battle in Class A, so that will be coming up. We know that one for sure on Friday night. We'll see what happens other than that as far as the rest of high school football is concerned. Last night, the Las Vegas Raiders opened up Allegiant Stadium with a view of the Strip last night and did it very, very successfully against the New Orleans Saints to go to 2-0 on the season for John Gruden and the Raiders. And looked good, as a matter of fact. And no fans, obviously, in Las Vegas. Mike Davis, the owner of the Raiders, son of the late Al Davis, also not in attendance because he said he could not, with his conscience, go to the game while knowing the Raider Nation could not be there as well. I really felt bad for the folks in Oakland because that had to be several knives in the back, if you will. But that's the way it is in 2020. But for the football game, the Raiders look pretty darn good.
Raiders look very good, and the Saints had a chance to win it down the stretch, and Drew Brees couldn't get that done for the Saints. But a very good football game. And I guess the news really in the NFL right now is three head coaches and three franchises being dinged a bunch of money for the head coaches not wearing face masks on the sidelines. You have to refresh my memory. I know Vic Fangio is one, but two others. And, you know, that's $100,000 a piece.
It's a big bang.
For the individuals. And then the teams get fined as well. I mean, wherever you stand on the face mask policy, it doesn't matter. Because the NFL, before the start of this campaign, said you're required to wear face masks on the sidelines.
And you shall.
And you don't have to agree with 55 miles an hour. You don't have to agree with a lot of things. But rules are rules. Laws are laws. This isn't a law, but this is a company rule. And whatever company you work for better abide by the rules, whether you agree with them or not.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a misunderstanding. Maybe it's, I doubt it's a protest. But, yeah, Shanahan and Pete Carroll are the other
Thank
two.
Thank you, 1345.
Thank you very much.
Text line. We do appreciate that. But, yes, Shanahan, Fangio, and Pete Carroll were the three that were fined, $100,000. And NFL not taking that lightly, and especially when you're on Monday Night Football. We're going to talk about Monday Night Football a little bit, because, and I wanted to bring this up yesterday as well as the question, and you're going to love the question, especially if you're a golfer out there. You're going to love this question. We broached this subject on Sunday. And I think it's a great, great question out there. But yesterday was the 50th anniversary of the beginning of Monday Night Football. 1970, on September the 21st, the New York Jets played at Cleveland Municipal Stadium, taking on the Cleveland Browns. The Browns winning it by 10, I believe the final score was 31-21, despite two touchdowns from Emerson Boozer, the fine running back of the New York Jets, 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 Jets. And that started a brand new era of football that Rune Arledge kicked off, a visionary as far as televised sports is concerned. Always was a visionary out there, did it for a couple of different networks, but It was his idea to come up with primetime football. And for a long time, Monday Night Football was the king. It was the ultimate. I mean, you if you saw that your favorite team was on Monday Night Football, oh boy. I mean, that was the ultimate thing to have happen to your team. You didn't have three appearances on Monday night in primetime back then. There was one primetime game. You didn't have Thursday Night Football. You didn't have Sunday Night Football, whatever the case may be. If you were on Monday Night Football with Cosell and Meredith and the GIF, I mean, that was as good as it got. And yes, 71-48. We haven't even gotten to the halftime highlights. Because that was before ESPN, folks. This is how you saw your team's highlights on Sunday afternoon if they did well. You just hoped and hoped and hoped that your team was going to be selected for halftime highlights on Monday Night Football.
It was a special thing, and brilliant of Rune Arledge to introduce it 50 years ago yesterday. And there's been a cast of characters, the commentators, play-by-play folks on Monday Night Football. Keith Jackson, the first play-by-play voice.
Yes, he was. Keith Jackson was in the booth along with Howard Cosell and Don Meredith.
Mm-hmm. And quickly, Frank Gifford replaced Jackson.
Correct.
But a lot of folks our age, anyway, will remember Gifford, Meredith, and Cosell as the group, the trio. But perhaps you feel differently. 319-366-1600.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that a little bit. What was your, just a little bit about Monday Night Football. We're kind of borrowing our Friday topic and throwing it into a Tuesday here a little bit. But what was your favorite booth for Monday Night Football? Mm. Memories of Monday Night Football? I mean, my memory growing up with Monday Night Football was always my parents allowed me to stay up until halftime and after the halftime highlights when I was a young tyke growing up. And if Halley's Comet came and the Kansas City Chiefs were on Monday Night Football, those two or three times within a decade and a half, I did get to stay up and watch the entirety of the game, or at least until the Chiefs were behind by three or four touchdowns. Mm-hmm. And then, don't look at me like that, Buttons. We're not all the 70s Cowboys. They were good back then, too. But the Chiefs weren't on very often, and when they were, I got to watch. So
Monday Night Football is must-see TV. It has been for 50 years. And, Chuck Long, the former Iowa quarterback, had one of his better games as a pro on Monday Night Football. Might have been against the Bears. I'm not sure
Might
about that. Listen, the worst guy ever in the booth was Dennis Miller. I mean, you might like comedy. You might like Dennis Miller. He is horrible. I love John Madden. He didn't come along until the early 2000s.
Right.
Jaws was good.
I thought Jaworski kind of got a bad rap. Monday Night Football. Whoever was around when Sunday Night Football started and when Thursday Night Football started, when Monday Night Football kind of went down as far as the pecking order is concerned, they were going to get a bad rap on things. I know people's take on Booger McFarlane from last year, and he was a one and done, but the 70s and the 80s and even into the early 90s, Monday Night Football was it. It was the ultimate. It was the ultimate. 98-96, always liked the Hank Williams Jr. Intro. Are you ready for some football? Yeah. Hank got replaced this year, though.
He did indeed.
It's a new theme as far as the year is concerned. And yeah, it was fun. And thoughts are coming in on Monday Night Football. I kind of thought that would be the case. 64-29, you and me both, Scott. I love the halftime highlights with Howard Cosell, especially when Viking highlights were on. The way Howard said the name Amon Rashad was the best.
Early commentators included Alex Karras, the former Iowa player.
Former Hawk.
Fran Tarkenton was on a while. O.J. Yep. Simpson. Joe Namath. We mentioned Dennis Miller. There's been many. Kornheiser was on for a while.
Yes, he was, and I thought it was good. But you know what? They tried to get the ratings back up after the glitter and glitz came off with the other two additions as far as primetime football was concerned. And let's face it, the game that used to be played on Monday night, the star attraction of the week, is now the Sunday night game. I think we all know that. Monday night has become kind of, we'll get you on here, Carolina, or whatever. And not to pick on Carolina. Shouldn't do that. Just whomever the case may be. But, it's just not the way it was. But when it was Cosell, Meredith, and Gifford, it didn't get a whole lot better than that. With Dandy Don singing, turn out the lights, the party's over. Mm-hmm. Tony Dorsett running 99 yards and a half. It was all great memories from Monday Night Football.
0478 on the text line. The worst Monday Night Football booth was 1985. Gifford, OJ, and Namath.
It was one of the worst. That was one of the worst. 319-366-1600. Mark, we're going to bring in our friend Joel from Muscatine.
Perfect.
And he's going to debate you on the merits of Dennis Miller in the booth. Joel, good to hear from you.
I may be in the minority, but I actually thoroughly enjoyed Dennis Miller. Now, granted, I was junior year of high school, so I was a little bit maybe more contrarian at that point in my life. But he's actually an inspiration to me, and if you've listened to any of the Muscatine Muskie broadcasts, my partner and I are both history buffs as well, so we tend to kind of have Miller-like obscure historical references throughout our broadcasts that really are just for us, but we really enjoy it. Anytime you can watch Monday Night Football and get a Machu Picchu reference or something that has to do with the Persian Empire, I was all for growing up in the household I grew up in. We talked about lots of history stuff at the dinner table. But Monday Night Football was the best in our house because it was the only night where bedtime did not matter. We got to stay up late on school nights and at least watch the first half, if not the whole game, depending on who was playing. And I'm of the Deerdorf era, which yeah. I really enjoyed. And being a offensive lineman, knowing at an early age I was going to be an offensive lineman, listening to Deerdorf talk about guards and centers pulling, that was very formative of my football years. So I don't think that booth gets enough credit, the Dan Deerdorf days.
Interesting. Yeah, and Deerdorf, of course, now with Michigan. He's back up there at his alma mater. So, yeah, well, I didn't mind Deerdorf either. I did not mind Dan Deerdorf. I'm with you right there. I'm with you, but I don't know. I'm not a Dennis. I'm not quite
I see what Joel's saying. And it was your excuse because you were a junior in high school. But I can see why he would have added a little bit of an interesting take for some people.
Well, and I think for those of us who are like Conan O'Brien fans, my dad is 66 years old, hates Conan O'Brien with a passion. Me and my friends who are in our late 30s, that's a formative part of our comedic brain. The Simpsons, Conan O'Brien, that whole thing. That's our equivalent to the Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd era of Saturday Night Live for them. So I think it has to do, a lot of it's generational, and that's why Dennis Miller may have been a little bit more palatable to those of us who are in our mid to late 30s in the Monday Night Football booth.
Sounds like an argument I have with my adult kids, Joel.
Hey, Joel, thanks. Appreciate it.
Your kids are right. All right, bye.
319-366-1600 at 323. Always good to hear from Joel. I pulled up the list of commentators all time on Monday Night Football. You had Keith Jackson, as you mentioned, Cosell and Meredith, the GIF. Very short stint for the Hammer, the former chief, Mark, Fred the Hammer Williamson. You mentioned Alex Karras, Fran Tarkenton, OJ, Namath. Al Michaels was on for a long, long time. Dan Dierdorf. You remember Lynn Swann?
Sure.
Yeah. How about Boomer Esiason? Boomer was on there for a while on Monday Night Football. Leslie Visser on the sidelines. You mentioned Dennis Miller. Dan Fouts was there. Eric Dickerson. Lisa Guerrero on the sidelines. Melissa Stark got her start on the sidelines. Madden. Michelle Tafoya before Sunday Night Football was on Monday night. Same as Sam Ryan. Tony Kornheiser, you mentioned. Joe Theismann. Susie Culver, of course, still involved. Mike Tirico, Jaws. John Gruden, of course, before he became the coach of the Oakland, Los Angeles, Las Vegas Raiders. Sean McDonough, Joe Tessitore, who was replaced this year. How can we forget the wonderful stint of Jason Witten? How can we forget that, Buttons? Caught a pass last night, at least one. But Steve Levy, Brian Greasy, and Louis Riddick, the booth right now as far as Monday Night Football is concerned. Some great names right there.
Yeah, but I don't think it gets any better than the early days. And if you're too young to remember them, that's too bad. You can look back on YouTube or something. I'm quite sure of that. But Gifford was a straight guy.
He was the guy that told you the story about the football game.
And Meredith was the crack up. Although he knew his football. There's no question about that.
Yeah, he did.
And Cosell was the intellectual. And
well, he thought. And I am in the minority. I am a huge Howard Cosell fan. I loved Cosell. I think he brought a certain je ne sais quoi to the broadcast, if you will, a little bit. If I could use that term. I thought he was great. He told it like it was, Mark. They stink. They stink. They're good. They're good. And just, it was just such, each member of that three-person booth, Gifford, Meredith, and Cosell, knew their niche and did it so well and blended in with what the next person was going to pick up on. That's what made it just absolutely amazing. Now, they didn't always get along. They didn't always get along, but for the most part, it was magical in there. John at Columbus Junction, Frank Gifford and Al Michaels, 1989, San Francisco against the Rams. John Taylor scores two touchdowns over 90 yards apiece, only time in NFL history that happened in the game. Thank you, John. His 49er, he knows his 49ers trivia.
He does indeed. I think Al Michaels was probably the best play-by-play guy that ever did Monday Night Football. And he's the best play-by-play guy in a lot of respects, whether it be hockey or football or what have you. Gifford was, he was okay.
Yeah.
He was okay, but he stayed around quite a while. He was a play-by-play guy, and then he was a commentator when Michaels came aboard. So, Michaels has kind of stepped back I'm not going to do as many games on television these days, but he was the best in my mind in terms of play-by-play.
64-29 before we get to a break here. The days before cable, when sports on TV were more of a big event because few games were televised.
No question.
And I think that that brings about another great debate, and that is the fact that, again, too much of a good thing lessens it. We now see every professional game on television, which is fantastic and great and brings about a whole bunch of revenue for players, for owners, for teams and whatnot. And thank God we have it now, because we wouldn't have Major League Baseball. We would not have National Football League. We wouldn't have the NBA. We wouldn't have the NHL right now. Wouldn't have NASCAR. Wouldn't have anything if it wasn't for that. But the texter has got it right. There was just more to it when there was one or two games a week and your team was on. I mean, that was pretty special. And then you just tried to figure out how in the world I'm going to get information on how my... You waited for that 10-minute ticker on Sunday afternoon with bated breath on NBC to show how your team was doing because you had no other idea.
No, you didn't. A good memory, or maybe a bad memory, 2401 in regards to Monday Night Football, recalling that John Lennon's death was first reported
by
on
Cosell.
Monday Night Football, yeah.
By Howard Cosell. Remember that. Remember that very, very well. 319-366-1600. More of your memories on Monday Night Football. We'll have the giveaway with our question of a Cedar Ridge bottle of bourbon. We'll do that coming up. Award-winning bourbon, by the way, because the best bourbon comes from the best corn. Sorry, Kentucky. We'll have your chance to win that coming up in a little bit as well. More thoughts about Monday Night Football. The Missouri Valley basketball schedules are out. We'll kick that around a little bit as well when we come back here on KGYM.
Oh, look at this. The bar on Main Street is looking for a new bartender.
What are you doing?
Looking for a job.
Honey, just enjoy your retirement.
You know, I'd love to, but have you seen what Joni Ernst has been up to?
What do you mean?
Ernst voted to cut Medicare by almost $500 billion.
Wow.
Yeah, and Ernst supported a plan that would force us to pay $6,000 more a year out of our pockets for health care.
$6,000 more a year? For each of us?
Yep. The Wall Street Journal said the plan would, quote, essentially end Medicare.
But we've been paying into Medicare for years.
It's completely unfair. Plus, Ernst also voted to let insurance companies charge an age tax on us.
So even more money out of our pockets. You think the bar would hire me, too?
I think we might be better off voting against Joni Ernst.
Paid for by DSCC, DSCC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. DSCC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
If it's time to update your home, the designers at Alexander Lumber or Answers by Alexander would be proud to help create the space of your dreams with impeccable Wellborn cabinetry. The Wellborn family began crafting these American-made cabinets nearly 60 years ago, and the tradition of utmost quality and care continues. So for a space that's remarkable indeed, design with the experts at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Look alive, Coach. Are you ready for next season? If you're thinking about coaching K through 12 school-sponsored athletics, at getting your Iowa coaching authorization from Kirkwood Continuing Education to your game plan. Kirkwood state-approved, fully online classes are happening right now. Sign up and begin your online course anytime, anywhere, and get on track to reach your goals. Visit kirkwood.edu/coaching to get into the game.
Linder Tire's seen a lot in 88 years. Tornadoes, floods, and tough economic times. But through it all, they've been ready to help you. And today is no different. Linder Tire is open and ready to help with your car, truck, or van, whether you need emergency service or regular maintenance. You can drop in for service, but appointments are recommended and easy to make at LinderTire.com. You can also find their updated hours and other info on their Facebook page. Linder Tire, in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. Ready to help, just like they've been for 88 years.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
3:32, we're back on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class in KGYM. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com is going to join us coming up tomorrow. And your fantasy football questions answered, courtesy of Imon Communications. And I think we're going to have maybe even more questions asked this week, Mark, due to the fact we had a lot of injuries racked up in the National Football League on Sunday. So Chris will be here tomorrow to let you know what direction you should go to replace Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey for a few weeks anyway. So he'll have that information for you. And before 4 o'clock, do not forget, we are going to give you an opportunity to win a bottle of Cedar Ridge, Iowa bourbon located right south of Cedar Rapids, 10 minutes south of Cedar Rapids in Swisher. Award-winning Cedar Ridge, Iowa bourbon is made from family-farmed corn in Winthrop, Iowa, making each bottle of Cedar Ridge bourbon the best of authentic Iowa craftsmanship. We have got more information for you as well at KGYMradio.com. We got another game that was postponed. We took a call. Buttons took a call during the break.
How wide-ranging is our audience? Over there in Tabor. And points in the Fremont Mills School District.
Howdy, Southwest Iowa.
Thank you for listening. And that game for Fremont Mills against Stanton, I believe, is off for this week. So thanks for listening over there in that part of the state. Appreciate it. Stay tuned for a chance to win a bottle of bourbon.
And if you're calling from Tabor, we, I think, can send it out. I don't know. Ask Loretta. Buttons, get on that. Ask Loretta if we can send bourbon through the mail to Southwest Iowa. 319-366-1600 here at 334. We were talking about Monday Night Football, the memories, because yesterday, last night, was the 50th anniversary of the first broadcast of Monday Night Football as Cleveland took on the New York Jets. Last night, it was the opening of the 188th stadium, by the way, in the National Football League history, Mark. Did you know that?
Wow, that's a lot.
I thought it would actually be more, but it is not. And that was Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. May have to get there to see a Chiefs-Raiders game. There's a little bit more incentive now. It's a little bit easier to get to there than it is to Oakland, certainly.
But it's harder to get in.
I would imagine that would be the case right there. You can get into anything if you know the right people or have the a deep pocket. I don't possess either one, but, you know.
And if you did, you would spend it in a different way. Perhaps
more
we'll get
likely
to that. In a little bit on the golf course.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a moment here. 44-79, their memory of Monday Night Football. And this also changed sports on television. Seeing Joe Theismann's leg broke over and over and over in slow motion. That injury, the gruesome injury, maybe the most gruesome football injury of all time.
Theismann can't even watch it.
No, Joe Theismann cannot watch it. Lawrence Taylor sacking Joe Theismann and breaking the Washington quarterback's leg. And it changed forever the way that injuries were treated on television because you didn't have that over and over again slow motion look when the producers and the directors and the talent knew that it was a bad injury.
Mm-hmm.
And that changed things right there as well. Getting help from our friends, 8683. You can only send alcohol through the mail if you're in the receiving party. Both have the tax stamp. We'll get it. We'll get something worked out if we have a winner in Tabor. If we need to do that, we'll get it all worked out. Basketball news to get to, Mark. The Missouri Valley Conference has released their basketball schedules for 2020-2021 for the men and for the women. And the UNI men will open up play in the Mo Valley on December the 30th as they will take on the Missouri State Bears. And that will be at McLeod Center in Cedar Falls. Missouri State will come in to take on UNI on a Wednesday night. Then UNI will head to Peoria to take on the Bradley Braves on Sunday, January the 3rd. Expected to be a big, big banner year in the Mo Valley this year. Even the national basketball pundits are writing that. Could be one, maybe even an at-large team from the Mo Valley this year because UNI and Loyola both getting a lot of respect by a lot of writers in the preseason. And with that being said, they will meet twice down the stretch in the Missouri Valley Conference basketball season. Saturday, February 6th, Loyola comes into Cedar Falls. And then to close out the Missouri Valley season on Saturday, February 27th, UNI will take on the Ramblers in Chicago. It could be a lot on the line that night in the Windy City.
18-game conference schedule for the Missouri Valley Conference in basketball leading up to Arch Madness, which is scheduled March 4th through 7th. And that's always an entertaining event. Of course, UNI and Drake will hook up a couple times, the first one at Drake on January 30th, and then in Cedar Falls, February 14th. Happy Valentine's Day.
319-366-1600. Yeah, we're going to get to my query coming up in just a little bit. And I think we're going to have some discussion, especially among golfers, about that as well. By the way, speaking of golf, I know we are not, we don't have it here in the studio, but I know Golf Channel is down at the Ozarks today because Tiger is playing an exhibition. It's Tiger, Rory, Justin Thomas, and Justin Rose are playing at Tiger's opening of his new course down at Big Cedar Lodge, where Bass Pro Shops is located. They're a big resort down there. First public course that Tiger has designed and opened. It's a tribute course to the late, great Payne Stewart, who, of course, is from that particular region. And they're having the opening down there today. And, yeah, hopefully they'll show it again tonight so we can take it in and see how it goes. So that's happening right now.
Justin Thomas also involved in that, and just a fun little event to raise some money.
Oh, he's involved in that. Okay.
Yeah.
As well out there. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. We've been having fun reading texts about Monday Night Football and your thoughts and remembrances of it as it celebrated its 50th birthday last night in Las Vegas. But no fans were around as far as that game is concerned. Coming up on 3:40, and let's do this. Let's go ahead and have your chance to win a bottle of bourbon, award-winning bourbon, Mark, from Cedar Ridge. And we're not going to just open this up to anyone out there. First of all, you must be 21 years of age or older to win. Mark gave you a clue at the beginning of the program today, if you were paying the attention I know that you all do. Is that proper English? You weren't listening, were you?
I'd have to examine it. I'm looking at my notes here.
Okay, very good. We're going to start with caller number 6 and give them the first opportunity to answer our question about bourbon that Mark has put together here. 319-366-1600. But do you have the correct answers buttons? Do you have the correct answers? Please come in here and get the correct answers. Don't shout out the answers, but please take the answers. Take them with you. He has seen them. He has now left. He's on the other side of the glass again. He is writing them down. And if there are three answers. Oh, now his pen doesn't have ink in it. Do you want a Sharpie? I've got one right here. He's good? You good? All right. Caller 6, you're going to get the first crack at answering this question. 319-366-1600. If you've been a winner over the last 30 days, please do not call in, otherwise you're eligible. Again, 319-366-1600. Mark.
Yes. Cedar Ridge has a recipe for bourbon apple cider. There are 5 ingredients. Besides Iowa bourbon whiskey from Cedar Ridge and apple cider, name one of the 3 ingredients that this recipe calls for. 5 teaspoons of this, 2.5 teaspoons of that, 2.5 teaspoons of that.
And a little love.
Give us one. Give us one of the additional 3 ingredients besides bourbon and apple cider. And you're going to be a very happy person.
319-366-1600. Buttons will take your call, and he will let us know who the winner is, and we'll let you know when we come back.
Come and get it. Enlist E3 soybeans are hot, and Golden Harvest has yours. Get greater confidence, flexibility, and yield potential in your 2021 weed management system. We're relentless about your results, and that commitment never goes out of stock. Contact your Golden Harvest Seed Advisor today. Golden Harvest is a trademark of a Syngenta Group company. Enlist E3 Soybean Technologies, jointly developed with Dow AgroSciences LLC and MS Technologies LLC. Enlist E3 is a trademark of Dow AgroSciences LLC.
If it's time to update your home, the designers at Alexander Lumber or Answers by Alexander would be proud to help create the space of your dreams with impeccable Wellborn cabinetry. The Wellborn family began crafting these American-made cabinets nearly 60 years ago, and the tradition of utmost quality and care continues. So for a space that's remarkable indeed, Design with the experts at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Ask for it at your local automotive retailer.
As you get back to business, small things can make a big difference. Like marking safe distances with floor tape and posting reminders to wash hands. As always, Grainger is here to help, offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Free access to product specialists, 24/7 support, safety recovery guides, and more. It's part of our commitment to help you adapt and recover in these challenging times. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What do you want a da-da-da?
What do y'all want a da-da-da?
I have not a da with a da-da-da.
We could switch to Progressive da-da.
Oh, yeah?
We could switch to Progressive and sa.
Mka.
We could sa and have to buy some za.
Oh, yeah. Let's switch to Progressive da-da and get some za with the money we saw.
Yeah.
Now we know we're gonna da-da-da.
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. It might just be the most normal thing you da-da-da.
Quote da-da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It's time for some straight talk. You know where the full court press is in basketball, right? Full defensive coverage with no holes. Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless. It runs on America's best networks, same as big carriers, but for a lot less. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G, for up to 50% less than the big carriers. No contract, full coverage, 50% less. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
We've got a winner to congratulate here at 345. Mark, not you. Mark in Cedar Rapids, not you again. Different Mark in Cedar Rapids. There are many. He came up with one of the three ingredients that you need for bourbon apple cider from Cedar Ridge. We're going to give you the recipe coming up in a moment if you'd like to jot it down very quickly. Unless you're driving, please don't do that. Go back to the podcast, which is up and available at Apple and at Spotify. Correct buttons. I am right on that. Thank you. Appreciate that. But Mike in Cedar Rapids is going to be getting a Mark. I'm sorry. Mark in Cedar Rapids is going to be getting an award-winning bottle of Cedar Ridge Bourbon during National Bourbon Month here in September. Happy fall.
You can probably tailor apple cider any way you want, but this is Cedar Ridge's bourbon apple cider recipe. Very quickly, the ingredients are 1 gallon of apple cider.
This may make a lot, folks. We're just going to throw it out there.
3 cups of Iowa bourbon whiskey. 5 teaspoons of ground cinnamon. 2.5 teaspoons of ground nutmeg. And 2.5 teaspoons of ground ginger. Then there's some directions to put it in a stock pot and heat it up and put it in a dispenser and cheers. And I feel like I work for the Food Network right now.
When did we become a recipe show? Yes, in a stock pot, heat the apple cider, cinnamon, nutmeg, and ginger. And then when mixture is hot, but not boiling, Mark. Remember, not boiling. Remove from heat and add the bourbon. Stir to distribute the spices and serve. There you go.
Get her done.
Cheers. 319-366-1600. When did we become a recipe show?
Well, if we can sponsor it, we'll continue.
Oh, man. Hey, when it's Cedar Ridge bourbon, everything's on the table. Everything's on the table as far as that is concerned. Thank you for joining us here today. 319-366-1600. I have a request for the recipe. Oh, brother. I wanted to throw this out yesterday, but speaking about the United States Open, but we ran out of time yesterday, so I wanted to get it out here today. We've talked a little bit about last night's Monday Night Football game. We do have baseball and basketball tonight for you. Game 3 between the Lakers and the Nuggets. Lakers can take an absolute stranglehold on that series tonight. with a victory. The baseball game tonight, the Twins and the Tigers this evening without Ron Gardenhire. And it's an earlier start time now that the Twins are in the last week of the year. They're starting their games at 6:10. So we'll join up with just prior to the first pitch with the Twins and the Tigers coming up tonight.
Yeah, we do have a poll question at KGYMRadio.com related to the NBA playoffs, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. I'm sorry, Steve Anderson and the crew. Will Denver avoid falling behind 3-0 tonight? Yes or no? Go to KGYMRadio.com and vote.
Yeah. Going to be hard for the Nuggets. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But we shall see how that plays out and see how it goes. So we have that at 6 o'clock. Basketball tonight, that'll be on 1600 AM, 102.3 and 106.3 FM. That will be at 7:30 with the pregame show. Twins at 6 o'clock on the Jim O.T. 107.5 FM. I wanted to ask this because we talked about it on Sunday in the golf outing, in the golf tournament. Speaking of the United States Open, and I guess I should preface this with the fact that this probably would only be a question for single-digit handicappers. This question is based on an event that actually took place. Oh, gosh, it was 3, 4, 5 years ago when Tony Romo was not playing for the Cowboys anymore. Yes, you're Tony Romo Buttons. That Tony Romo, which I love in the booth, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's great. He was challenged to play a United States Open golf course the weekend prior to the event and see what score he could shoot. Now, Tony Romo is a scratch golfer. Keep that in mind. And I think it was try to break 90 or break 100, or whatever the case may be. Thinking about that, I came up with the question. If you're a single-digit handicap golfer, would you, and I'm sorry, Todd, first of all, Todd and Alex, I'll leave a dollar on the desk for you because we're taking a would you away from you here. Would you play a United States Open golf course? Would you go to Wingfoot today, play the same conditions, same pin placements if they haven't moved them for the fourth round, put up X number of your own money, say $1,000 of your own money, to win $10,000 from whomever if you could beat 100 on this golf course?
There's a lot of ifs there. If you were a single-digit handicapper, if you had $1,000 to throw around.
Right. I mean, this is not for everyone, and this is just a hypothetical. This is just a hypothetical out there.
If I had $1,000 hanging around and wanted to, you know, have a great experience, heck yeah, I'd try it.
319.
If only, I'd rather play Augusta.
Okay, let's just say Augusta then, the Monday after the Masters. And I know they have a deal at the TPC Deer Run that you can play on Monday, and they keep the course absolutely the way it was during the fourth round of the Deer.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go play it. Our friend Rick Swann has done that before and said it was a blast, an absolute blast. Except he started off playing the back tees where the pros were and soon quickly moved up. but if you could do that, would you do that? 319-366-1600.
Keep in perspective, Bryson DeChambeau shot under par in all four rounds to win his U.S. Open. Could you break 100? Would you gamble $1,000
without telling your significant other, by the way,
to win $10,000 if you could break 100 at Wingfoot? Could you do it?
Par 70, keep in mind. If you double bogey every hole, that is plus 36, that's a 106, so you're out. Can you at least come through with a bogey on a, you know, a couple par fives. Maybe they have a drivable par four out there. Maybe you get lucky and part. Whatever.
Maybe you may worse than double bogey on
that.
A couple holes.
I'm aware of that, but I'm just throwing it out there. Is this is my type of gambling. 319-366-1600. The golfers are weighing in. 0211 in a heartbeat. Mm-hmm. They're with me out there. 83-69. Yes, I once shot 83 the day after the British Open at Royal Birkdale. John Daly shot 84 the day before.
Nice.
Very nice. You beat JD. 1345. Absolutely not. I am the king of the snowmen. 82-17. Not scratch, but I'd ask me to leave after one hole. It's a, yeah.
What was the consensus of the guys you talked to at the Crandick Senior tournament? They wouldn't do it.
Wouldn't do it.
Apparently, some of these guys have all the time in the world.
Mulligans? No, there are no mulligans. 1345. No, no mulligans. This is straight golf. All the rules.
You're talking about 500-yard par fours, 600-yard par fives.
Yes, but keep in mind, if you hit it in the fairway, you're going to get 60 yards of roll.
Yeah.
Now, you can just bunt something down there about 220-ish, bunt another one, hit it on there. Do you hit five
you're
irons?
You're an optimist, dude.
Do you hit five irons all the way around just to keep it in play? You're going to miss one every once in a while, but just to make bogey in every hole.
So you're laying up on the 245-yard par three.
Oh, yeah.
With a five iron.
I'm laying up. You can make a lot of bogeys, but an occasional, I would love to have a shot at it. I would love to have a shot at it.
I wouldn't even need the $10,000 carrot in front of me.
Okay.
Just, can I break 100?
Well, I'd like to know, but and then you come down to the last couple holes and you need a bogey and a bogey to bring it home. As Lee Trevino once said, what's the most pressure you can have when you're playing for $100 and you have five in your pocket?
Exactly.
That is pressure.
Love this from Wedge on the text line. I have documented proof I'm the worst golfer in the world, and I would still do it. You didn't say after 18 or 9, right? Well,
it's got to be 18. It's a round of 18. Golf.
Yeah.
Let's see. 0877. I just put $1,000 on a pallet in my driveway and light it on fire. Same result. I like that. 8220 scratch golfer on it. I have poison ivy. I think they would do it. But that's my question of the day, ladies and gentlemen. That was one to ponder out there. I think it's a great question, and I would love to have the opportunity to do that with other people's money.
Give me Augusta, and I'll give it a shot.
Okay. I think Augusta would be – the greens are amazingly, baffling, but
yeah.
But you would have room in Augusta. There's no – well, they have the second cut, but that's – it's okay. It's okay. Let's see. I take the 1,000 and get a lot of Cedar Ridge bourbon. Thank you very much, 2139. All right, Chrysalis of RotoWire.com will join us coming up tomorrow. Thank you for the interaction. I had a lot of fun today talking Monday Night Football and a little bit about golf. And we've got baseball at 6 tonight, 107.5 FM, the Twins and the Tigers. Lakers and the Nuggets tonight at 7:30 this evening. That's on 1600 AM, 102.3 and 106.3 FM. And we will talk with you tomorrow at 3.
A lot of fun. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. You've been listening to The Gym Class here at KGYM. Todd Bromelkamp's show with Alex Kuhn is coming your way next.
As you get back to business, small things can make a big difference. Like marking safe distances with floor tape and posting reminders to wash hands. As always, Grainger is here to help. offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Free access to product specialists, 24/7 support, safety recovery guides, and more. It's part of our commitment to help you adapt and recover in these challenging times. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it.